This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A new therapy technique at Wisconsin's Lincoln Hills Youth Prison holds the promise of making the facility safer for both guards and youth, but implementing it will take buy-in from the staff, and advocates for youth justice reform say it's no substitute for the state's promise to close Lincoln Hills for good. Rob Mentzer has more.
In 2015, a state investigation found a supervisor at Wisconsin's youth prison sprayed an inmate in the face with pepper spray, then told staffers to falsify their reports. That same year, an investigator recommended charges against a guard who put his hand on the neck of a 15-year-old girl. There were scores of such incidents investigated by the state and the FBI at Lincoln Hills School. Some staffers were fired, some resigned or retired as the probe was going on. By 2018, state legislators voted to close the troubled facility, setting a deadline of January 2021. But Lincoln Hills hasn't closed, and it's not clear it will close anytime soon.
I'm not the one that is going to make that decision, but I know it's not closed. And if it's not closed, I want to do everything that I can to make it a treatment-focused facility.
Psychologist Leslie Chapin is leading a new effort to change the way staff and youth at Lincoln Hills interact. It's called Dialectical Behavior Therapy, or DBT. It emphasizes communication and relationships over punitive approaches.
We need good relationships in order for the treatment to work.
DBT is backed by research finding the therapy can make institutions safer for both inmates and staff. In January, an independent monitor wrote that she was encouraged by the progress and commitment to implementing DBT at Lincoln Hills. But it's very different from what staff and inmates there are used to. Donna Villafane was sent to the youth prison several years ago after she was arrested for stealing a car. The now 18-year-old says her two stints at the facility were rough.
It didn't impact me in a way where I'm like, okay, I want to change my life around. It impacted me in a negative way. I was angry in there.
Villafane says she had some good relationships with staff members when she was at the prison, but there were others who taunted and insulted her.
They have so many programs there that all got trained for it. None of it worked. They don't listen. The staff do what they want to do. And in their eyes, we do what we want to do.
State leaders don't completely disagree. Implementing the new technique will require a culture shift, says Department of Corrections Secretary Kevin Carr.
I have a lot of faith in our staff and a lot of respect for their abilities to be adaptable and learn new skills. They'll be able to make this transition. It's just going to take some time.
And buy-in. A staff member who wasn't authorized to speak publicly told WPR that many who work there are skeptical of the approach. They think changes made in the last few years have made Lincoln Hills less safe for staff. And for advocates of youth justice reform, a new approach to therapy just isn't enough change. Charlene Moore of the Milwaukee-based nonprofit Urban Underground says the facility has to be closed.
We have to put more resources on the preventative side and not just when a young person gets in trouble. And we say, well, you know what? We got a really nice jail for you. It's brand new. You know, we got sunlight coming through the skylight. Like, you know, we got to start looking at it very differently.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Erica, and thanks everybody for being here on such a beautiful day.
In his proposed state budget, Governor Tony Evers revives the plan for closing Lincoln Hills in favor of several smaller youth facilities around the state. At an event in Milwaukee last week, he highlighted this and other youth criminal justice reforms.
Wisconsin is ready to make this change, and that's why I'm glad to be here today with advocates and leaders on this issue.
In 2019, Republicans in the legislature left out funding for the restructure, which was originally championed by Republican Governor Scott Walker. Vincent Schiraldi is director of Columbia University's Justice Lab. He says it's hard in a place like Lincoln Hills to make any reforms stick.
So in the meantime, it's probably good to have good therapy programs going on in such facilities, but we should not mistake that for the notion that somehow Wisconsin's going to come up with a way to fix the unfixable.
Lawmakers will consider Governor Evers' budget proposal in coming months. The next deadline set by the legislature to close Lincoln Hills is July 1st. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.